And experts express concern over the government's decision to allocate less than 10% of the 2026-27 national budget to key sectors identified to drive Uganda's tenfold economic growth strategy. The government has prioritized agro-industrialization, tourism development, mineral-based industrial development, and science, technology, and innovation as the main sectors expected to spearhead economic transformation. However, the experts argue that the allocations to these sectors do not reflect the country's ambition of expanding Uganda's economy from the current $50 billion to $500 billion by 2040. They are calling for review of public expenditure with greater emphasis placed on investments that directly contribute to economic growth and productivity. Damali Sali, Director, Global Alliance for Improved Nutrition, weighed in on the matter.
Every budget we do, we need to be thinking about that. How do we shrink that position that we're in? Shrink how much debt we take on. Shrink how much public expenditure we make. Increase how much money we actually give to the sectors that are taxable, the sectors that create exports, the sectors that bring in foreign exchange. Those are the three major principles, really, of budgeting. So the argument is that whilst the budget is big, the budget has been allocated to mostly things that are not necessarily going to create growth in the economy, because paying back debt doesn't create growth in GDP, but those are liabilities, they have to be paid. That's fixed, we have to pay our debt. But there's 30% of the budget going into public expenditure. That is money that we should be saving